This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of June 2024. Essence, sweet children, only by having remembrance and by studying will you receive a double crown. Therefore, imbibe divine virtues while keeping your aim and objective in front of you. Question: how does the Father, the creator of the world, serve you children? Answer: 1. His service is to give you children the unlimited inheritance and make you happy. No one can do altruistic service like the Father does. The unlimited Father rents a throne and makes you into the masters who are seated on the throne of the world. He himself doesn't sit on the peacock throne, but he seats you children on the peacock throne. People build non-living temples to the Father. What taste would he get from that? It is you children who receive your fortune of the kingdom of heaven who experience that pleasure. Om Shanti. The Father says to you, sweetest spiritual children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children. The Father says Om Shanti, and the children also say Om Shanti, because the original religion of souls is peace. You now know that you come here from the land of peace. First of all, you go to the land of happiness, and then, while taking 84 rebirths, you go into the land of sorrow. You remember this. You children become living beings, that is, embodied beings, and take 84 births. The Father does not become an embodied being. He says, I take the temporary support of this one. How else would he teach you? How would he repeatedly tell you children, man above, remember your kingdom? This is called receiving the kingdom of the world in a second. The Father is unlimited, and so he would surely give you unlimited happiness and the unlimited inheritance. The Father shows you a very easy path. He says, now remove this land of sorrow from your intellects. In order to become a master of the new world of heaven that is being established, remember me and your sins will be cut away. You will then become Satipatthana once again. This is called easy remembrance. Just as the children remember their physical fathers so easily, similarly, you children have to remember the unlimited Father. The Father himself removes you from this land of sorrow and sends you to the land of happiness. There is no mention of sorrow there. He tells you very easy things. Remember your land of peace. The Father's home is your home. And remember the new world, that is your kingdom. The Father is serving you children so selflessly. He makes you children happy, and then goes and sits in the supreme abode in the stage of retirement. You too are residents of the supreme abode. That is also called the land of Nirvana, the land beyond sound. The Father comes to serve you children, that is, to give you the inheritance. This one himself received the inheritance from the Father. Shiv Baba is God, the highest on high. There are many Shiva temples. He doesn't have a father or a teacher. He has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the whole world. Where did he get that from? Did he study any Vedas or scriptures? No. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness and peace. There is a difference between the praise of the Father and the praise of human beings with divine virtues. You imbibe divine virtues and become those deities. Previously you had devilish traits. It is the duty of the Father alone to change devils into deities. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You too must surely have performed such elevated actions. It takes a second to explain the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. That is, to explain everything. The Father says, "Sweetest children, you have to play your parts." You received those parts, imperishable parts, eternally. You have performed this play of happiness and sorrow so many times. You have become the masters of the world so many times. The Father is making you so elevated. God, who is the Supreme Soul, is so tiny. That Father is also the ocean of knowledge. So he also makes you souls similar to himself. You become oceans of love and oceans of happiness. Deities have so much love amongst themselves, they never fight. The Father comes and makes you similar to himself. No one else can make you become like that. The performance takes place in the corporeal world. First, there is the original eternal deity religion, and then those of Islam and the Buddhists, etc., come onto this stage. This stage where you come and act, number-wise. You are the ones who take 84 births. It is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. The Father says, "Sweetest children, you are the ones who came first to play your parts in the world. I enter this one for a short time. This one is an old shoe." When a man's wife dies, he says, "This old shoe has gone. I will now get another new one." This too is an old body, that of Brahma Baba. He has been around the cycle of 84 births. The same applies to you. So I come and take the support of this chariot. I never enter the pure world. You are impure, and you call out to me to come and purify you. Eventually your remembrance will be fruitful. I come when it is time for the old world to end. Establishment is carried out through Brahma. Through Brahma means through you Brahmins. First is the top knot, Brahmins. Then the deities, then the warriors, etc. You do a somersault. You now have to renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. You take 84 births. I take this body on loan just once. I rent it. I am not the landlord of this building. I will leave this one. He has to be given rent. The Father also says, "I give rent for this building." He is the unlimited Father, so he must be giving some rent. He takes this throne in order to explain to you. He explains to you in such a way that you become seated on the throne of the world. He says, "I myself do not become that." He seats you on the throne, which is the peacock throne. The Somnath temple was created in memory of Shiv Baba. The father says, what taste would I get from that? They simply put a non-living idol there. You children experience pleasure in heaven. I do not even go to heaven. Then, when the path of devotion begins, you spend so much money building those temples, etc. Even then, thieves loot them. Your wealth and prosperity all finish in the kingdom of Ravan. Does that peacock throne exist now? The father says, Mahmud Ghaznavi came and looted the temple that was built to me. No other land is as solvent as Bharat was. No other place can become a pilgrimage place like this one. However, today there are so many pilgrimage places in the Hindu religion. In fact, the pilgrimage place should be where the Father who grants salvation to everyone is. This too is in the predestined drama. This is very easy to understand, but you understand it number-wise, because a kingdom is being established. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of heaven. They are the most elevated human beings, and they are called deities. Those with divine virtues are called deities. Those who belong to the highest deity religion belonged to the family path. At that time, there was just your family path. The father made you double crowned. Ravan then took off both your crowns. Now there are no crowns, neither a crown of wealth nor of purity. Ravan has taken off both your crowns. The father comes and gives you both crowns once again, by your having remembrance and by studying. This is why it is remembered, O God the Father, become our guide and liberate us. This is why you are given the name guides. What are the Pandavs, Kauravs and Yadavs doing? They say, Baba, liberate us from this kingdom of sorrow and take us back with you. The Father alone establishes the land of truth, which is called heaven. Then Ravan makes it into the land of falsehood. They say God Sri Krishna speaks. The Father says God Shiva speaks. The people of Bharat changed the name, and so the whole world has also changed that name. Sri Krishna is a bodily being. Shiv Baba alone is the bodiless one. You children are now receiving might from the Father. You are becoming the masters of the whole world. You receive the whole sky and the earth. No one has the power to snatch that away from you for 3/4 of the cycle. Then their population expands and reaches millions. They then bring their army and conquer you. The Father gives you children so much happiness. He is praised as the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. At present, the Father is sitting here and explaining to you the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action. In the kingdom of Ravan, actions become sinful actions. In the Golden Age, actions are neutral actions. You have now found the one Satguru who is called the husband of all husbands, because all of those husbands also remember that one. So the father explains, this is such a wonderful drama. an imperishable part is recorded in such a tiny soul, and it will never be erased. This is called the internal and imperishable drama. God is one. The creation, that is, the cycle and the ladder, are all the same. No one knows the creator or creation. Rishis and Munis also say, we do not know. You are now sitting at the confluence age, and your battle is with Maya. She doesn't leave you alone. Children say, Baba, I was slapped by Maya. Baba says, children, you lost everything that you had earned. God is teaching you, and so you should study well. Only after 5,000 years will you receive such a study again. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Remove your intellect's yoga from this land of sorrow and remember the Father who establishes the new world. Become Satabritan. 2. Become an ocean of love and an ocean of peace and happiness like the Father. Understand the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action, and constantly perform elevated actions. Blessing. May you eternally have the fortune of happiness and constant zeal and enthusiasm by singing songs of happiness in your mind. You fortunate children claim imperishable success by using eternal methods. Your minds constantly sing songs of wah, 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 Baba, wah, fortune, wah, the sweet family, wah, the most elevated, beautiful time of the confluence age. Every act is wah, wah, wonderful. And this is why you have the eternal fortune of happiness. You can never have why or I in your minds. Instead of why, you say wah, wah. And instead of I, you say Baba, Baba. Slogan. Put your imperishable government stamp on the thoughts you have, and they will remain firm. Om Shanti. Now we have the sweet elevated versions of Mahasvara. The wonderful time of having the hopes of your life fulfilled. All of us souls have had the hope for a long time of having constant happiness and peace in our lives. And so, the hopes that we have had for a long time shall of course be fulfilled at some point. This is now our final birth, and it is now the end of this final birth. No one should think, I am still young. Young or old, everyone needs happiness. But we should first of all have the knowledge of what it is that causes sorrow. You have now received the knowledge that by having remembrance of God, you can burn away the bondage of karma that has been created because of your being trapped in the five vices. This is an easy way of being liberated from the bondage of karma. Remember the almighty authority Baba in every breath, while walking and moving around. It is God Himself who comes and helps us by showing us this method. But each soul has to make the effort for himself. God comes in the form of the Father, teacher and guru, and gives us the inheritance. So we first have to belong to that Father, and we then have to study with the teacher, through which our reward of happiness will be created for birth after birth. This means that we shall receive a status for liberation in life according to the efforts we make. In the form of the Guru, he makes us pure and grants us liberation. And so we have to understand this secret and make such effort. This is the time to finish the old accounts and create a new life. At this time, according to the efforts we make to purify our souls, a pure record will accordingly be recorded, which will then continue for the whole cycle. So everything of the whole cycle depends on the income earned at this time. Look, it is only at this time that you receive the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end. We have to become deities, and this is our ascending stage. And we shall then go there and experience our reward. There, the deities are not aware of what will happen afterwards, that they will descend. If they knew that they are to experience happiness and would then fall down, then by worrying about their falling, they would not even enjoy their happiness. So the godly law has been created, which is that people constantly try to ascend. That is, they are always earning for their happiness. However, the part in the drama is half and half, and we know this secret. However, when it is time for happiness, we then have to make effort in order to claim that happiness. This is the speciality of effort. The duty of actors is to play their parts with great speciality at the time of acting, so that those who come to see them praise them. This is why the deities have received the parts of heroes and heroines, and their memorial is remembered and worshipped. To stay in a viceless household and to have a stage like a lotus is the speciality of deities. It is because of forgetting this speciality that Barrett has reached this unfortunate state. Now God Himself has come to make us create such a life like that once again. By catching hold of His hand, your boat of life will go across.